Dear saints in God, today's word from the Apostle Paul speaks across centuries, continents, and across cultures, landing to us here in our time and place, a fractured time, a divided time and nation, and a world where fear of the other often outweighs the faith in the one who has made us all. And yet here it is again from St. Paul, you are no longer strangers and aliens. And Paul says, not just you who believe, but you who were once far off. For St. Paul, this is radical grace. This is reconciliation. This is gospel. And Paul wrote these words to a young, diverse, struggling church in Ephesus. The Ephesians were Gentiles, non-Jews, formerly excluded from Israel's covenants, customs, and their identity. In the ancient world, identity was drawn in tight circles. Your people, your city, and your gods. And if you weren't one of us, you were Xenos, a stranger. You were an outsider. In Roman law, aliens had no inheritance, no legal standing. Sound familiar? In the first half of Ephesians chapter 2, Paul names this alienation plainly. You were dead in your trespasses, following the course of this world. But God, rich in mercy, breaks through that death. Christ tears down the walls of hostility. And by the time we get to verse 19 in our passage here this day, Paul is saying something truly revolutionary. In Christ, he says to these Gentile Christians, in Christ, you are full citizens. You belong. You are family. And this isn't just a spiritual metaphor. It's a whole new present and physical reality. For in Jesus, God is forming a new humanity, a new polis, a new city, a new household. And the walls that used to divide both Jews and Gentile, male and female, slave and free, are coming down. And God isn't asking us to erase our identities, but now to submit them all to a larger story. The story of Christ reconciling all things to himself. What about today? We still build walls, literal and figurative. We sort people into various categories, citizen, alien, welcome, unwelcome, us versus them. We do this with all different types of categories, race, class, gender, sexuality, politics, you name it. Whatever it might be, we categorize and classify people within different groups. And the church is not immune to this issue. But Paul's letter to the Ephesians calls us out on that. Paul doesn't give us an option to remain in our carefully built up silos. He tells us, in Christ, you are already part of one household. Our call from St. Paul this day is to live like it. And we know this isn't easy. It's much easier to huddle with those who look like us, think like us, vote like us, believe like us. But the household of God is not built on conformity, but it's built on Christ, the cornerstone. And every stone, every person is chosen, called, placed with the care into this living temple. And so what does that mean for us here in this context of 2025? It means that we, as Lutheran Christians, rooted in the grace of God and the authority of Scripture, must become builders of community in a world around us where we see much division and hatred. To be members of the household of God is not just a comfort, but it's a calling. It means speaking up for those who are oppressed in society, the marginalized, welcoming the refugee, loving all of your neighbors around you, all of them, forgiving the enemy, and those that you might disagree with. It means living like everyone, and I mean everyone, is someone that God wants to bring into his household, just as he does in our gospel reading today, in the parable of the banquet. Because at the end of the day, the church is not a club. It's not a fortress. It's not a place to keep people out. It's a home. It's a household. A family. Yes, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Yes, most certainly. But a house that is open to all who Christ would desire to bring near to himself. So, beloved, remember who you are. In Christ, despite our trespasses against the Lord, you and I are no longer strangers. You belong. You belong here to hear his word, to receive his grace. Now go out and live like it. Live it towards others so that they too would know that in Christ they belong as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and all of God's people said, Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and lives in and through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We continue with our service by gathering our first fruit tithes and offerings to the Lord. As the offering is gathered, I invite you to please encourage you to sign in your attendance with the fellowship pads near the center aisle. And as the offering to our Lord is gathered, I invite you to please join in our post-sermon hymn 818.